Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. So what is our goal with the hygiene visit? Our goal is, number one, we want to, you know, represent our practice very well. We want to make sure we're maintaining their hygiene, oral health of the patient. But more importantly, and equally as important, if not more important, is we need to kind of help our patients know what's going on in the mouth, what we recommend that's going on in the mouth, and assess their readiness for what's going on in the mouth. So we call this the assess, recommend, and ready approach. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Good day, and welcome to episode 316 of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal, and I am not joined by my co-host, but don't get excited. She is not going to deliver her baby. Although we're recording this several weeks in advance, so she could actually be giving her baby at this point in time. Did I just say recording her baby? Whatever, it's all right. It's all right. So listen, this week we're going to talk about developing your hygienist as a restorative partner in your practice. And specifically, we're going to talk about our assess, recommend, and ready framework for hygienists. So this should be a pretty quick episode. So let's get right into it. For those of you that enjoyed our review from last week, please feel free to leave additional reviews at the Dentistry Made Simple podcast on Apple Podcasts. We love reviews like that, and especially if they have excellent names of the reviewers. Meredith will be definitely to read those, and I will be happy to get a chuckle out of it. So I would appreciate that. I need a laugh here and there. So, all right. So what is our goal with the hygiene visit? Our goal is, number one, we want to, you know, represent our practice very well. We want to make sure we're maintaining their hygiene, oral health of the patient. But more importantly, and equally as important, if not more important, is we need to kind of help our patients know what's going on in the mouth, what we recommend that's going on in the mouth, and assess their readiness for what's going on in the mouth. So we call this the assess, recommend, and ready approach to develop hygiene restorative partners. And honestly, the same thing applies to our assistants when we're doing limited exams. So kind of give you a little background or a kind of little bit of why I'm doing this we believe that hygiene exams or new patient exams should be in the 5-minute ballpark, and that we employ or that we have our team members be more involved in their overall diagnosis and everything. And now I know legally the team members can't diagnose, only the dentists can. That's why we call it assessment. So we you know, teach them to make assessments. And here's what we know. Those of you that have been following or learning like this all along is that most of our team members, they kind of know what's going on. It's no different than when you go to a doctor's office, you get an x-ray read, and the x-ray tech always says, well, I'm not the doctor, so I, you know, can't take my word for it. But, you know, I've seen thousands and thousands of these, and more than likely this isn't a fracture or this is a fracture. And, you know, they kind of go over those things with you because they've seen it thousands of times. And somehow in dentistry, we limit our team members from being partners in our overall patient care process. So step one is we want to teach our team members to make an assessment of what's going on. You know, maybe you call this pre-diagnosis, maybe you call it diagnosis, but kind of an assessment, what's going on? You know, hey, Meredith, we noticed that you have a lot of older dentistry that looks like it needs updating. It can be as simple as that. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you have, you know, tooth number three needs this, tooth number two needs this. You know, it doesn't have to be that detailed. In fact, in our case acceptance process at a 3D business bootcamp, we talk about or teach what's called a layered case acceptance approach, where we start from a 30,000 foot view, and then we kind of dive down a little bit as the patient gets further down towards saying yes, then we kind of go into more and more details of it. So the assessment might start with like, hey, Meredith, we're noticing that, or were you aware that we have a lot of older dentistry that needs updated? I'm concerned. Left untreated, this could become bigger problems down the road. So that kind of takes care of the assessment part of things. You know, hey, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry that you are having pain in the bottom left-hand side here. In looking in your mouth and looking at your x-rays, it looks like you may have an infection on your tooth that's causing the pain. So again, just the assessment. Okay, what's going on? What's happening? Again, big picture view of what's happening. And then we move into the recommendation. And the recommendation would be what the doctor would probably recommend or what we've seen so from so many other patients in our practice, because subconsciously there's a psychological benefit to that. So Meredith, a lot of our patients who have a lot of older dentistry, we look at getting these updated with newer modern materials that are stronger and help support the teeth for a longer period of time. So again, that's our recommendation. What would we recommend? And again, with the recommendations, we start at a high level view and then kind of move into details. So in the limited exam example, Mrs. Jones, looks like you have an infection on this bottom left-hand side tooth. Is this a tooth you'd like to save? Or would you like to have the tooth taken out? Well, I'd like to save it if I could. Well, most of our other patients, when they come in, the doctor will make the final determination, but it looks like, you know, based on other patients like yourself, this tooth is going to need a root canal and a crown to remove the infection and save the tooth, and to save the tooth, okay? So that's our recommendation. Okay, then the readiness is it kind of really where a lot of hygiene teams or assistant teams kind of often fall short, because as dentists, we don't kind of encourage them to do this. And that would be as simple as saying, hey, Meredith, is this something you'd be interested in getting taken care of or learning more about? Mrs. Jones, is this something you want to get taken care of so we can save the tooth? You know, something as simple, high level as that is determining readiness. And from each of these things, so when I walk into the room, you know, what I'm hoping for in my transfer from the team member to the dentist for my exam is I don't want to have to ask these questions over myself. What I'd rather have them do is kind of just transfer all that information. And it would be something like this. Hey, Dr. A, I want you to meet Meredith. Meredith's here for a new patient visit or recall visit. In looking in her mouth, we noticed that Meredith has a lot of older dentistry that's beyond its useful life, and it looks like it needs updating. I let Meredith know that you'd probably recommend updating some of these with something that covers and protects the tooth, and some of these smaller, medium-sized ones with a tooth-colored filling material. Meredith is ready to hear the options and really doesn't have a lot of questions other than how she fits this into her budget. You know, and so basically my job at that point is to confirm the diagnosis, to answer any technical questions, and kind of lay the foundation for my front office team or in some cases my hygienist to kind of go over the budget or the money questions. So that's kind of what a good handoff looks like on such a simple something that can be very complicated. And somehow we have a tendency to technobabble this to death. Or in the limited exam, Mrs. Jones, I'd like to meet Dr. A. Dr. A, Mrs. Jones unfortunately has a toothache on the bottom left-hand side. The not so good news is the tooth has an infection. The good news is it looks like this is something that if you agree, the tooth can be saved with a root canal and something that covers and protects the tooth. And Mrs. Jones definitely wants this to get taken care of. In fact, if we could start it today, she'd like to start this today. Or, you know, Mrs. Jones is definitely looking for sedation with this. So this may be something we need to reschedule. I've looked at our schedule and we've already got this, you know, a time already kind of set aside for this. And that's where your team members start becoming your restorative partners or partners in your diagnostic care
of your patients. And frankly speaking, it's a better experience for your patient. It keeps the dentist from technobabbling this to death. And then, you know, obviously we need to make sure our team members aren't technobabbling this to death. So again, my ask of each team member to help me in the restorative process is that when I walk in, before I walk in, I want them to assess what's going on. I want them to make a logical recommendation of either what they would do if it was their mouth or what other patients have done with similar situations, and then determine the readiness of the patient. And typically readiness falls down to time, fear, and money. And then wherever we can't get the information or wherever the patient has questions, kind of make sure you transfer that to me, and then I'll kind of dive in a little bit deeper on those things. So a quick, short, and sweet episode this week. So that's assess, recommend, ready. Listen, if you're ready to take your practice to another level, there's kind of two things I want you to think about. Three things I want you to think about. One is I want you to think about being part of our business mastermind coaching program, where we work with you for 6 months and then beyond to help you develop the practice that you want it to be. You know, working through the case acceptance process, becoming a leader in your practice, and then kind of adding procedures and developing the processes to keep taking your practice to another level. For those of you that are ready to add implants or up-level your implant treatment, we have live patient implant treatment right here in the United States, here in North Carolina, where we're providing great world-class implant dentistry for our community, and we're, you know, helping train you to do that. And then the third thing, for those of you that are looking to add orthodontics, 3D printing, digital dentistry, sleep apnea, all of these additional procedures, sedation to your practice, we have those types of programs here as well at 3D Dentist. Make 2023 the year that you don't get fallen behind, and make sure it's the year that you don't let any potential scare of a recession or the reality of a recession come in. Now more than ever, when things aren't great or they're potentially not great, double down on yourself. And 3D Dentist is a great place to invest in yourself, because we're all about you, the dentist, and helping you build yourself and build your team and build your practice so that you can optimize your practice for continued revenue growth and enjoyment. Thank you again, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.